This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Everybody, and welcome to the GSMC Sports Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, as always, Jeff Malinoff, and with me, as always, is Mark Souza. We got a lot to talk about today before the weekend starts. We got the NBA All-Star Weekend ahead of us. We got some Alliance of American Football news, as maybe a star is in the making over there, but he's asking for a lot of money. Also, we're going to be talking about a release from a veteran linebacker who could be a very big help on most teams. And, of course, we'll talk about the rest that needs to be talked about. First things first, Colin Kaepernick. Yes, he's in the news again. He has been, well, he was taught, he got in conversations with the Alliance of American Football. They came to him thinking, do you want to play in this league? Yada, yada, yada. And so how that's going down is he's asking for $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
$20 million.
You should probably ask for more. I'm asking for $20 million next contract negotiation I get.
But this is a developmental league. Everyone has the same price of $250,000 in a three-year contract, if
then,
I'm not mistaken.
Then they don't got to pay him.
I just think that's a little much. For not being...
They approached him.
True, but he hasn't played in a couple of years. So I just think it's maybe a little too much.
Okay. I mean, yeah, sure, it's a lot of money, but if I'm him, I'd probably ask for that too, maybe more.
Oh, he'll be a draw, definitely. I'm not taking anything away from him. I think he'll probably be worth the price, and he'll bring money into the league and everything, but starting off that price, it just makes you feel like that just... sour taste in your mouth almost. It makes you feel like he overthinks himself as this all-star, you know?
I don't think so. I think he's making the right business decision here. He's saying what is in it for him to play at $75,000 a year?
True.
What is in it for him to play at 75K?
Oh, yeah, he has a lot to lose when it comes down to the league. I get that. But
does he have anything to gain other than $20 million if they were to accept that?
He literally has, no point in playing. I get that. But can they even afford that? How much they're paying their players?
Sure, they can afford it. I mean, yeah, absolutely. They can afford $20 million if the league thinks that it's a good business venture for them.
I guess.
Could. I mean, I understand why they may not want to, but they could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be very hesitant if I was them also.
I bet you the CBS network would be very happy about it. They'd probably pitch in, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of, it would help the league a lot in the sense
sure,
of, like,
it'd be
getting
super,
a...
It'd be the biggest watched thing this weekend.
Oh, 100%. And it wasn't just Kaepernick being asked about it. Tim Tebow was also put on, asked to be a part of it. But I guess he's more into baseball at the moment.
Well, Tebow realizes that he doesn't have a future playing professional football. I mean, yeah, he could play in the lower leagues, but he doesn't have a career in the NFL. At least Kaepernick could be a decent player in the NFL. Maybe not a great player, but he's at least one of the top 30, 35 quarterbacks in the world probably right now. I mean, yeah, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he's still better than at least a handful of starters in the NFL.
Well, let's list them. Blake Bortles, would you put him ahead of him?
Both of them in Denver.
Oh, Case Keenum and Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I'd rather roll the dice with Cap.
I would too. Ryan Tannehill.
I don't know. Tannehill's decent.
Yeah, that one's a tough one.
Tannehill is hard to gauge because he got injured. I mean,
true.
Yeah,
it's like, a big what if story in the league.
He missed the whole 2017
it?
Season. Like he's just, it's. We'll see what with him.
Yeah. Who else is in the league at the moment?
I mean, he's better than Lamar Jackson is right now. I mean, I'm not saying Lamar Jackson isn't going to be better than him eventually, but at least Lamar Jackson. If we don't know if he can thow the football, like that's at least Kaepernick, we know at least can throw the ball downfield. Maybe he's not the most accurate.
Honestly, thrower. Lamar Jackson has all the potential in the world, also too. So
sure. He's got potential.
He's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at the 49ers quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Who would you rather have? That's a tough one, isn't it?
No,
really.
No, that's Jimmy Garoppolo is 100 times better than Colin Kaepernick. I don't think that's close.
He is coming off an ACL injury. That's why I say that it's
he could be sitting in a chair and he'd be a better quarterback.
It's a little strong, but okay. Let's see. Derek Carr.
Probably Derek Carr.
That's actually quite surprising, all things considered.
Derek Carr has been a Pro Bowl quarterback like two of the last 3 years, maybe?
I mean, it's mainly he's been the alternate.
Well, he's still made it.
I always consider alternates have an asterisk above them.
I don't remember Cap making a Pro Bowl, did he? I can't recall, to be honest.
I don't think he did, but I don't. It's all about like progress he made throughout the season, and like his playoff run speaks for itself also.
Yeah, but then after that playoff run, he kind of went back down to earth, right?
Like, yeah, but I feel like he struggled. I feel like he can still get it done in the playoffs if it came down to it. Like, and also, I think it's also based off the offense runs around him and such like that, if they use a read option or whatnot.
He did win some big playoff games. I will give him that. Like, there's no doubt about it.
He's coming clutch.
Him and Jim Harbaugh won some big playoff games. And not only that, but they won some big playoff games on the road.
They
beat Carolina on the road. They beat Green Bay and Lambeau.
In one of the coldest games.
They beat Atlanta in the NFC Championship game. Like, they did get it done. So, but yeah, but Kaepernick, we know that he got worse as his career progressed. I mean, teams and started figuring him out.
Granted, his team also got worse around him.
Sure.
So, you have to put that into perspective. I'm just putting it in a fair assumption.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, he did get
figured out.
There's
a lot of fairness to that. His team got worse.
Yeah.
He got worse.
Yeah. He just got worse with his team. It just that's how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I think...
The great quarterbacks can still be good when their team gets bad, and guys that are in the middle,
plays
like
how the
Kaepernick,
team plays. Yeah, I see.
Like
I see what you're saying.
They're just going to, if the team is really good, I mean, like, look how good he was with Harbaugh and that great team around him. And then when the pieces started leaving, when Harbaugh left, I mean, it really all started falling apart. When he had a coach that didn't really know how to use him right, like, it started really to come undone.
And you can't really blame him for everything of how he fell. Like, it's like you just said, the team
not
around him. But, again, you can also adapt. That's also what a great quarterback can do. But, again, granted.
Yeah, the problem with Kaepernick is that he's not an accurate quarterback. I mean, he's just...
He doesn't, like, you know, like some quarterbacks make players so much better around him, like a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady. He just doesn't have that.
Yeah, he doesn't really throw people open. He just, like, if there's a play to make downfield, he can probably get it there. Mm-hmm. But he's not that great at the short to intermediate, the move the chain stuff.
Mm-hmm. But we both can obviously agree he should be a starting quarterback in the NFL compared to a lot of others.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's politics, man. Like, we all know that. Like, we would be... We know that he's better than a lot of NFL quarterbacks starting and definitely probably better than every backup quarterback in the NFL. And we know why he's not in. Like, we don't have to kid ourselves. It's not because he can't play.
But
honestly,
there are some backup quarterbacks that should be getting opportunities as starting quarterback as well, you can say. Like,
sure.
I feel like if Nick Mullins was a free agent, like unrestricted and still I think teams would sign him right now. Give an opportunity.
They might sign him, but I don't think anybody's giving him any like money of real.
Oh, not money, value. But I think they would give like an opportunity to have him start, and I think he would try to take that opportunity to start somewhere because he's not going to start in San Francisco. But I think people will give him the opportunity to start. Like, you think?
I don't know how Jacksonville would go after. I don't know how many teams would actually want Nick Mullins. To be honest with you, I can't think of many at all.
I just think he has a lot of upside than people realize. That's just my opinion.
I don't agree with that. I think he is exactly who he is. He is a very limited quarterback that thrived under Kyle Shanahan's very meticulous offense. He's a smart kid. He can play the game. But he can't make, like, he's got to have one of the weakest arms I've seen in the NFL, at least in the last couple of years. He can't make throws down the field. Like, yeah, he can make a 5-yard pass, a 7-yard pass. He can get the ball to George Kittle. But I don't know, man. Like, I think he looked good in San Francisco because Kyle Shanahan's a really good offensive play caller, and he got the best at him. But I think this is his upside. I don't think he has more to get, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, true. But I think I just can – I maybe am not going to let
– He just can't throw the ball. Like, if you can't throw, like, a 15-yard out route, you can't play – you can't be a great quarterback in the NFL. He can't. Like,
doesn't mean
just,
he can't get there eventually is what I'm saying.
I mean, it kind of does mean he can't get there eventually. If you can't do it at 24 years old, it's hard to think that you're going to do it at 26 or 27 years old. Yes, you can improve things, but it's hard to improve, like, natural arm strength. You know, like Jimmy Garoppolo can stand there flat footed off his back foot and whip a 15 to 20 yard out route right on the money. Perfect pass with enough zip. First down. Like,
I'm just
Mullins can't.
And also he had less than a season. So I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt is all I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. Like Nick Mullins is a really good like backup quarterback, like, because he can run the offense. He's not going to make too many mistakes.
Honestly, I'd have him over Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. That's an easy thing to say, but Bortles is just so much better, like, physically than Nick Mullins that you don't want either one to be your starter, honestly.
Sometimes I would rather have a smart short arm quarterback than a big arm, not so smart quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Right, but we're talking about, like, upside and, mm-hmm. and all that.
But yeah, again, like we said, back to Kaepernick, he probably should be a starting quarterback somewhere in the NFL. But obviously, the lawsuit he has against the NFL is what's hurting him.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like, we all know there's collusion. Like, we're not stupid, you know? It's just about, can his lawyers prove it? Probably not. Like, you know, it is
the NFL. They're really good at this kind of thing.
Like, let's just be honest, man. He's not in the NFL because of politics. He can play football. He's not the worst quarterback. He's not the best quarterback. So anybody who's like, oh, he's just as good as Aaron Rodgers, you're dumb. Anybody who's like, oh, he's not as good as insert crappy quarterback here, you're also dumb. The fact is, the guy can play football. He's not playing football because he can't. He's not playing football because his talent isn't good enough for owners to deal with the politics. It's not good enough for owners to deal with the backlash from fans, whatever. They're just not willing to take the risk. If it was Aaron Rodgers who took a knee, Aaron Rodgers would still be on the Green Bay Packers. Like that's just the fact of the matter. That's you know, it's cynical, but it's life. And that's what it is, what it is. And if I'm Kaepernick, I know he's getting some heat to asking for $20 million from the AAF. I don't see anything wrong with him asking for it because A, they approached him, and B, what can he gain by playing in the AAF? Honestly, do you have a response? Do you think there's anything for him to gain here?
Maybe just off the top of my head, like just to prove he can still, like, he hasn't lost a step because he has been out of football for a long time. So just because then everyone could put in, oh, he's rusty. But
he's not playing against NFL players, though. That's the thing, right?
At least he's getting some action, though. At least he's playing in a competitive standpoint, not just sitting at home.
Right, but if he plays in this league and he tears it up, I don't think it's going to give a team – I don't think it's going to help him get back in the NFL. Like, I truly don't. He tears it up.
Honestly,
okay.
Nothing's going to help him get into the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So for him, making $75,000 a year seems like a terrible business decision for him, right?
Yeah, in theory.
Like, there's nothing for him to gain here, right? Like, if it was a league that was on par with the NFL – then there'd be something for him to gain. Be like, look what I can do against guys as talented as guys in the NFL. The problem is we're talking about guys who are probably fourth, fifth, sixth stringers in the NFL. And if he beats them up, oh, cool, Colin, you just played really good against
the
Commanders from San Antonio.
Yeah. But honestly, I think that's where like the XFL can be good for him in the long run.
Possibly. We got to see, right, who the XFL gets as players, right? Like, we have no idea what the talent might be just as bad or just as good or just as or pretty much the same as AAF, right? Like, it could literally be the same.
True.
I have no idea who's going to play in the XFL. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does at this moment.
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of AAF guys that get higher contracts to go over to the XFL that will go. Yeah. But it's probably going to be, at the end of the day, the same type of football, right? Same level.
Yeah, it's still very unknown what the future holds for the XFL and even the AAF for that matter.
If you were the AAF, though, as ridiculous as it sounds, $20 million, would you do it? Would you pay him?
I honestly don't know.
You're probably going to make the money back very quickly, right?
Yeah, but it's also like, what's everyone else going to think of it? And then that might lead to like players asking for more money too, and just... I don't know. Like, I can see other, like a Trent Richardson saying, well, I should get more than $250,000.
Sure, but then what would Trent Richardson do if the AAF said no, we're giving you $75,000 like everybody else? What would he do? Quit?
Yeah, in theory. Probably.
So then what?
Probably will try out for another CFL team, to be honest with you.
Well, he got cut from his CFL team, so maybe so. But
well, I mean, that doesn't mean he won't get cut from he will get cut from all the other teams.
My point is here. Why I asked you the question is: would the AAF give a crap about what Trent Richardson says? They'll just replace.
I was
him
just
with
using
guy.
Him. I was just like, yeah, that was the biggest name I could think of that's on the in a squad right now.
But anyone, like, so if another player in the league was like, "I demand a raise," they'd be like, "Cool, we're not giving you one. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to play, there's the door." That's all I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't the AAF do it? Like, I don't know. I can understand why they don't. And the reason I think they won't is because they don't want to set that precedent.
Mm-hmm. It's too early for that kind of thing now, honestly.
Mm-hmm. That might be true. But, hey, if I'm them and being a viable football league is what I plan on doing, to be a league that everybody watches in a couple years and not just fold after this year, I think you do it. I think you just pay him. Because, like, honestly, man, people will want to watch him. People who hate Colin Kaepernick will want to see him play.
To see him fail.
Exactly. Like not just his fans, which he has a obviously big following of people who support him. There are people that will watch his games, good and bad. And, in fact, isn't that what sports are? I mean, isn't that what it is? Like, it's evil versus good, right? Like, the team A, you either like them or you hate them. Like, it's us against them, right? And Kaepernick is a polarizing figure, just like sports teams are polarizing in competition. So,
I guess so. But we should take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend and a certain All-Star player that's in the game might not even play. We'll be right there when we get back to you.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Sports Podcast. Just finished talking about the AAF and the Colin Kaepernick situation. Now we're moving on to the NBA and the All-Star Weekend that's upon us. And a major story progressing is Anthony Davis has supposedly a muscle contusion in his shoulder, and it's unknown if he's going to play in the All-Star game this Sunday. Your thoughts, Mark?
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult to speculate and about injuries and stuff like that, but it doesn't help when it really does appear that Anthony Davis has been mailing it in lately and not really playing hard or trying. Now, I understand it's a tough situation because, you know, the Pelicans are only playing him because they kind of have to, and they're limiting his minutes anyways. So they're not really in the business of putting their best foot forward and trying to win every single night. So I get that, but it's a bad look for Anthony Davis, even if he is injured. That's a problem. Just because, man, look, his performance against the Magic the other day was so god-awful. He had no energy. He didn't try. He let a player that is not on his level completely dominate him. And we're talking about Anthony Davis being one of the most physically gifted basketball players in NBA history, to be completely honest. And to get dominated like that and not even try was a bad look. So it makes this situation very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And there's still, like, this whole – this is, like, basically Anthony Davis versus the Pelicans kind of thing going on right now. We really don't know how they feel about each other. There seems to be a lot of animosity, honestly, between the two, the organization and the player. So,
well, I mean, you can't blame the Pelicans.
Like, no, not at all.
He told the Pelicans, hey, I don't want to play here anymore. Like, you know, I'm not signing.
Of course. I'm not saying anything about – I'm not discouraging either one. But I think the main purpose of this is basically, like, he's going to sit out. And we're just going to wait until the offseason to trade him. I think that's what this bottom line is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's going to be hard to take a contusion into 2 months. I mean, it's a bruise. Maybe that's what a contusion is.
But I know what a contusion is, first of all. And basically,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, contusion is just a fancy word for a bruise. And
yeah. But it makes it sound worse than it actually is.
If
it
was like a ligament or something, it'd be easy to be like, yeah, it just doesn't feel right.
And they just don't want to get fined by the NBA. I think that's another factor in this. So we'll see how everything goes. But to me, I don't think he's playing in the All-Star game. Got to be honest.
Well, it would be a bad look if he played in the All-Star game, I think. Because if it was bad enough for him to leave the game on a Thursday, it would, I think... He wouldn't, like, players are very cautious of that kind of stuff, right? Like, nobody plays in the All-Star game who's, like, nursing an injury or, like, coming back from an injury. Mm-hmm. So I think if his contusion was bad enough for him to leave an NBA game that actually counts, I think it'd be a bad look if he played in the All-Star game, unless he's just going to keep playing for the Pelicans. But, yeah, maybe he'll be out a couple weeks. I have no idea. You know what's interesting, though? The Pelicans won last night. And they beat Oklahoma City.
They did beat Oklahoma City.
I have no idea how that happened.
Any team can win at any time, my friend.
I get that. But Oklahoma City, who's been playing so good. Westbrook had 44, 14, and 11. Paul George had 28, 7, and 6. And yet they lose. And they lose to a Pelicans team, which saw Julius Randle score 33 and Drew Holiday score 32.
Yeah, I understand that they had guys playing great on both sides of the ball, not just the Pelicans, but the Thunder played pretty good themselves, all things considered. But, like, I can't stress enough that it's a professional league. Everyone deserves to be on that level, and sometimes it's surprising one way or the other who wins and loses.
I think this is a classic case of the Thunder looking towards the All-Star break and not showing up with enough energy as a team to win, because that's what happens a lot of times in right before an All-Star game. You know, we hear about coaches talk about it all the time. In fact, I even heard an NBA coach say yesterday that, you know, when you go into the final game before the All-Star break, you can hear the players, like, zipping up their bags, like, getting ready for their vacation, because the guys who are not participating are usually going, like, out of the country for a week. They're, you know, going to Mexico or going to the Caribbean or something. They're having fun. So they're already thinking ahead, right? So maybe this was just a classic case of the Thunder dropping a game because their full focus wasn't there.
Yeah, true. And they could have been thinking way ahead of their vacation rather than the game itself. That's true. But I don't know. I just we really don't know the circumstances. Like, sometimes it's a win, you lose situation. Like,
they just didn't play any defense at all.
I don't think
they have 131 points.
Yeah, this really doesn't affect them at all, though.
I mean, it's a tight West. I understand what you're saying. It's just one game, but, you know, they're in third, and they're decent. They're in a decent standing right now in terms of where they're at, moving up, moving down. It looks like third might be where they end up at the end of the season, but you never know in the West, man. Like, little losses here and there can add up. So right now they're good. I think they're fine. I would say it's probably just an aberration.
Yeah, they're not missing the playoffs by any means. Maybe home court, they might lose that, but who knows.
Can we talk about two teams who definitely are missing the playoffs? The Knicks and the Hawks.
You don't know. No, yeah. The
Knicks win, man. They snapped their 18-game losing streak.
It's a miracle. But they beat the Hawks.
106-91, man. They won.
But they beat the Hawks. Do you put a huge asterisk on that win?
Dennis Smith Jr. got his first win as a Knick.
Like I said, this is a...
And DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, there's nothing to this game that is of note to me. Like, yeah, they're 3,900.
Trae Young had a rough night.
Their 3,900 game losing streak has ended. Good for them. But other than that...
They're back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Knicks are back.
When they get Zion and Durant and Irving, then they will be. But not right now.
The Knicks are no longer the worst record team in the NBA.
That belongs to the Suns, I believe.
Yep. The Suns have the same number of wins, but they have one more game played and one more loss.
Yeah. Well, you can say the same thing for like when the Clippers in 8th place and the Kings in 9th place, because the Clippers have played two more games.
Like, yep.
You can say that for a lot of different things when it comes down to playoffs, contention, and worst record and all that good stuff. But regardless, they have the worst record, the Suns do. And
what about your Orlando Magic?
They are on a roll. I'm loving
the
Orlando
Magic. They are on fire. Five in a row. They won 127-89. They destroyed the Charlotte Hornets. That's your team, dude.
Yes. They've won three straight since trading for Nick.
They're only half game out of the playoffs now.
I know. It's exciting. Like, I know Markelle Fultz has not played a game yet, but he has. They have been 3-0 without Markelle Fultz. Since the trade, they've never lost. Just saying.
Wow. You sound like LeVar Ball.
Don't ever compare me to LeVar Bell
Tall, that's, full head of hair.
That is the most
never lost.
Of all the things you said to me, that is the most offensive thing. I'm highly offended by that. Mm-hmm. So never call me him again. Anyways, yes, they made a statement.
Are you wearing Big Bar brand shoes?
How dare you, sir? Never speak those words again. Anyways. Terrence Ross has been on a roll, though, lately.
You watched that Keenan skit on Saturday Night Live with him doing a little fireball.
I need to watch this
now. It's a recurring character, yeah. But he comes out with the Zoe 3s or the Zoe 4s or whatever, and he has one shoe, and he puts it on, and he's like, it's $700. It's like $700,000, but that's only one. The other one, you have to buy him in singles.
Is Keenan doing this?
Yeah, and he goes, it's made out of...
Horn. He's done that for months now, which is...
It's been a long time. Over a year, probably 2 years now going.
It's pure gold. He's great.
Full head of hair.
I love his Big Baller Brand t-shirt he wears. The red one is like just a big sticker of the Big Baller Brand.
And he keeps yelling out, never lost.
Yeah, like, and it has nothing to do with anything. He just keeps saying never lost, and I love that. I think it's amazing. Keenan's hilarious. I remember watching Good Burger as a kid.
I actually feel like LeVar Ball, like, you know how LeVar Ball went on the shows last week on ESPN and all that? I feel like he's now more like Keenan.
Oh, 100%.
Like, he's acting more over the top. Like, Kenan Thompson plays, obviously, the parody of LeVar Ball, but now LeVar Ball is closer to the Kenan Thompson.
He's playing the parody of Kenan
LeVar
Thompson
Ball.
Parodying himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Parodyception, by the way.
Yes.
And
he's like, you know what? I like your version of me better,
I'm
going to do that.
Do you know what's going to happen, though? Kenan's going to try to outdo now the new LeVar Ball.
Someone's going to do an interview with both of them sitting next to each other.
Oh, my God. Of all the things, like, even though I can't stand LeVar Ball, I don't like to give him the time of day, please make this one happen. I will watch this with a popcorn. Oh, my God. Yeah, that sounds amazing to me.
That'd be pretty good stuff.
That sounds entertaining. Gosh, that's good stuff. But, yes, the Magic are on a 5-game winning streak, on a roll at the moment, and could very well steal a playoff spot when the time comes. So, happy for them. They are making a lot of noise. And they're coming back for after the break. they are playing on Friday against the Bulls, so their winning streak could definitely continue.
Don't look now, but your father's Orlando Magic are heading back up to the top of the standings.
Oh yeah, first place, home court, NBA Finals right now.
Never
let's
lost.
Go.
They could definitely make the playoffs, so I don't like Detroit. I mean, honestly, I think Detroit is not a good basketball team.
Well, I think just bottom line is we all know that the Eastern Conference, any team can make the playoffs. Except for the Knicks and the
when
Cavs.
When I look at the 7-8, the Charlotte Hornets and the Pistons, the Hornets are 8-21 on the road, and the Pistons are 9-17. And like a team like Orlando's 11-17, Miami's 15-14. I just don't know how you're that bad on the road and still in the playoffs. Well, I guess I do know because you're in the East. Because I would never fly in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Like San Antonio's got the worst record of any playoff caliber team in the West on the road, and they're 11-19. But I mean, that's still better than 8-21.
Yeah, true.
Like 8-21? Are you kidding me?
At least they have the 8 wins. Positives. Gotta look at the
like
positives.
The Hornets are a playoff team, and they've won 8 games on the road at this junction. Like they might win
terrible.
Less than 12 road games the whole season. That's gotta be one of the worst road records for a playoff team ever. It just has to be if that were to happen.
Mm-hmm, true.
I don't know. Anyways, we gotta talk about All-Star Weekend, though.
Yes. We will not talk about the dunk contest, though, just
let's
ahead
talk
of time.
About, so we talked about the Rising Stars game. That's tonight. That game, I think, is going to be the most
world,
fun.
Do you like that it's world versus U.S.? And
I do like it. I do like it because the teams are really good. I think they're very even.
Okay. So the rookie
I mean, I think the U.S. team is
the
better.
The rookie sophomore thing, you didn't like that?
I think it's cool, but I like that. I think there's a good enough mix of world and U.S. players right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. True.
Like I think there's a good little mix of players. Who are you most interested in seeing for the Rising Stars Challenge? Is there any player that you're looking at maybe more than the other?
I like all these guys, to be completely honest with you. I don't really have a preference, honestly. Like maybe Luka.
I am interested in this game because I like to see who kind of stands out from the Rising Stars. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Who's the best? Not necessarily who wins MVP. I don't really care about all that. But, like, who is noticeably, like, the alpha on the court? You know?
Absolutely.
Like, it could be a point guard. It could be a center. It doesn't matter. But who's just like, you know what? I'm the leader out here. Like, who kind of takes charge? Who kind of shows up with their game? Luka, you mentioned it. I mean, all eyes are on Luka, right? I mean... Mm-hmm. But I mean,
well, obviously the first like 3 picks in the NBA draft.
Ben Simmons, though, he made it, but he's not playing, right? Because he's playing in the All Star game.
Yes, I think so.
I don't think he can. I don't think he will.
I think you're allowed to though.
You can, but usually they don't. You know, like mm-hmm. They're just like, eh. Maybe he'll play a little bit in both games.
Yeah, it really. Yeah.
So on the world team. DeAndre Ayton. I'm interested in seeing what he does. Bogdan Bogdanovic was the MVP last year. He's back in it. Him and Luka, I think, could be fun together if they're both on the court. I think we could see a lot of Euro-style quick passing, a lot of cutting, a lot of fun basketball there.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. team, though, obviously De'Aaron Fox is somebody that I'm interested in, but Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, I think the U.S. team should win. I'll be honest with you.
Patriotic, are we?
Well, who do you think should win?
Well, I don't think it's who should win more.
Well, who do you think will win? Well, I mean, we don't really know who will win, but what roster do you like better?
To me, it's very even. But I really enjoy the world team, to be completely honest. Luka is a pretty darn good player.
CeeDee Osman from Cleveland is a very underrated player, too. Watch for him. Yes. He's a good player. Man, that guy, he's like a he's like a pest. When you watch this guy play, CeeDee Osman, watch him play if you get a chance.
Yes.
He is all up in your grill all the time.
But seeing both Luka and Ayton on the same team, I can see a lot happening there because they're both very, very talented, no doubt about it. Luka's having a better season, obviously, but Ayton's got the height and like he can get the rebounds and feed it back to Luka in theory. Like so, I see a lot of good things in the world team. Just
I think Donovan Mitchell win
team.
MVP.
Who'd you say?
I think Donovan Mitchell is going to win MVP, if I had to guess.
That's a pretty good guess.
I don't know if this is going to be the starting lineup, but what if this is a starting lineup for the U.S. team? This would be a really good NBA team, by the way. De'Aaron Fox, Kyle Kuzma, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and then you could throw in a forward like a Jarrett Allen, a Marvin Bagley, or a John Collins. One of those three, Jaren Jackson Jr., any one of those four could be the center. That's a good NBA team. Like, that's kind of crazy, right?
You know, either of these lineups would be a good NBA team, to be completely honest with you.
True, so. But the world team, I think, might struggle a little bit.
Honestly, I see Luka getting the MVP, if anyone.
Yeah, I think if it's if the world team wins, Luka. If U.S., it's Donovan.
Oh, you can even see De'Aaron Fox getting
Little... Or Kuzma. Kuzma could go off. Kuzma, Tatum could have a big game, too.
Kuzma's had a fantastic season.
Kuzma's also been hot lately. He's been shooting really well, so he comes in with confidence.
He's had some very impressive 39-point games recently and just been excellent.
Tatum, you can't deny Tatum either. The problem with Tatum is that usually when the players who win these types of awards, like MVPs, are the ooh and ah type plays, you know? Mm. You could see Kuzma hitting like 6 or 7 threes. You could see Luka hitting 4 or 5 threes with a couple step backs with a couple nice dishes. So I think Tatum could win, but he won't do it in a flashy way. So that's why I kind of think maybe like a Mitchell, a Luka, one of those guys gets crazy hot, and then
honest,
they wow the crowd.
It's usually, to me, how I see this, it's usually the biggest name or one of the big names gets MVP. I know Bogdan was not
what
the
about
big
the,
name
yeah, what about
year,
the defending MVP champion?
I like him as a player, but I just don't see him doing it a second time, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see. All right, what do we got in the three-point contest?
That one is the most interesting.
Yeah.
Because the slam dunk contest is laughable.
We got the Curry brothers. I know that.
We have Seth and Steph. God, why can't you just make their names a little more different to make it less hard to pronounce?
Well, Steph's name is Wardell.
I'm sorry, what?
Steph Curry's name is Wardell.
I did not know this.
Yeah, Wardell? Just like his dad.
Hmm.
You didn't know this about Steph?
No, I honestly didn't. I don't really follow that kind of thing. I thought they named him Stephen. Stephon.
It's Stephen Curry.
I know. I was kidding. About the Stephon part, just because you just what you said.
Don't get mad.
I'm not getting mad. I'm just saying. But for the 3-point, Seth and yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's Wardell Curry. His name is Wardell Stephen Curry II.
Oh, his middle name's Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth is just his name, Seth.
Yeah.
That just sounds so sad.
So when we say like they, you should have named them differently, they actually did. He just goes by Steph because his dad is Dell. So.
That makes sense. And then also, I feel bad for
Seth.
Can
we start calling him Wardell from now on?
You know, I kind of feel bad for Seth even more now because, like, Stephen Curry is the second, you know? And then Seth is not the second of anything. He's
just
like,
want the
Seth.
Commentators to be like, Wardell from three.
Well, the thing is, like, don't you feel kind of bad for Seth even more? Now, Wardell, Stephen Curry the second. He's the second one. I'm naming him after myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth Curry is just Seth Curry. Named after nobody, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just.
So who we got? We got the Currys and we got Clay.
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, Curry.
Who's extremely underrated at the three-point line, if you ask me.
I thought Klay was in it. He's not in it?
I think he might have backed out.
Yeah, he was in it, so he's not.
A lot of these guys back in and out.
Danny Green, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield's a big one, in my opinion.
Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Dirk.
I like Dirk
being in this, so this is going to be fun.
I'm
rooting for Dirk, secretly.
But it seems like this has a lot of big names on it, but I think it's going to Steph. I don't think there's going to be a competition there. But
you know what? It's always hard because it's just about who gets in the rhythm the quickest, right?
Exactly, yeah. And honestly, who has a major hot streak when he gets hot is Devin Booker, man. But he has also a very cold streak.
Give me your... Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, so we're going to predict this. Me and you, we're going to pick... We're going to have a draft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do. I don't know. Do you have a coin on you?
I don't. I can get an app, though. Oh, no, I can see...
No, it's okay.
No, Siri can do it. Okay, heads... Okay, what's the coin going to be?
No, you can either go first or second. I'll let you pick. But if you go second, it's like a snake. You get to pick two in a row.
Okay.
So one.
Wait,
it'll be
for
just
the
3-point
contest?
Yeah, we're gonna pick. There's 10, so we're gonna pick 5 and 5. All right. We're gonna have a team of 5. You
pick heads or tails.
Heads.
Siri, flip a coin. It's tails. What'd you say? I forgot.
I said heads. So
okay, so I go first. So yeah. I got Stephen Curry, obviously.
Okay, so you're going to take Steph.
I think that's the obvious first choice.
Okay, you go next. I will take... I get two in a row now.
Yes.
I'll take Devin Booker.
Damn it.
And Buddy Hield.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you will get two in a row now.
Okay, this one's going to be tough because those are like the top three. I wish there was like stats, or not stats, excuse me. I wish there was just more to it. I wish I had like the 2K ratings. that is accurate. I'm kidding, of course.
Keep going.
You know, give me Damian Lillard.
All right, and your next person?
God.
There's Seth, there's Danny Green, Joe Harris, Middleton, Nowitzki, and Walker.
I kind of want to pick Nowitzki, but I think I'm going to wait last for that. So give me Joe Harris.
All right, so you got Steph, Lillard, and Harris. I got Booker and Hield. My next two, I'm going to take... Chris Middleton.
Okay.
And I think I will take... Give me Seth.
I was so hesitant to pick Seth, but he has a good three
range.
He's got
something to prove.
I know, but I...
Little brother syndrome. Let's go.
Is this... Are we based on like combined points? Is that how we're doing this? Or is like the winner?
No. We're just picking the winner.
Oh, the
we're
winner.
Just picking
okay.
The winner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then give me Dirk.
All right.
And then Kemba.
He's at home.
That's one of the main reasons I'm picking him.
So I got Danny Green.
Is that the last one? Poor Danny Green.
Watch, he wins.
Yeah, he's the last guy.
That's how this works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So your team is Steph. Agent Zero, Damian Lillard, Joe Harris, Dirk Nowitzki.
I love that name, by the way, Agent Zero.
Yeah, Dirk and Kemba, your hometown, since it is in Charlotte. I got Devin Booker, Buddy Hield, Chris Middleton, Seth, don't call me Steph Curry, and Danny Green. So,
how many times do you think announcers get that wrong?
I honestly wanted Seth. I wanted to pick him, like, just because, like, you know what, man? It's a little
give
brother,
him,
man.
Give him some love.
And I think he's got something to prove, man. You know why? Because I think he probably knows that he wouldn't have been picked unless it was like in Charlotte, because he definitely is not a starter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, all these guys play more than him, except for Dirk.
You know,
maybe.
The 3-point contest has been known in the past for really stretching out and going for a certain 3-point contest, because there's been guys that like retired and then they bring them back for just a 3-point contest. That's happened before. So they really have a lot of other options besides just who's a starter or backup in the NBA. So anyways, I think Steph is the biggest, he's a favorite to win for obvious reasons. But I think regardless, he's just going to be the winner. He's just that good.
Mm-hmm.
As I speak, the most obvious thing ever said by someone doing a sports podcast, but granted.
All right, so let's pick the dunk contest winner.
Do we have to? Come on.
I mean, okay, how about the skills contest?
Thank you. Something more. Nothing against the players in the dunk contest, but come on. Miles Bridges, John Collins, Dennis Smith Jr., like...
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah. Skills challenge. Mike Conley, Luka Doncic, De'Aaron Fox, Nikola Jokic.
I'll let you pick first since I picked the 3-point contest first.
All right. For skills, I'm going to go with... So we'll do the same thing, right?
Yeah,
you get one,
then I get two, then you get
I'll
two, then I get
Luka.
Two. Okay. Give me De'Aaron Fox.
And your next one?
I was thinking about this, but give me Jokic. Crazy picking a center, I know, but he's a beast right now.
I'm going to go with Tatum 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Conley.
See, I was picking Conley, but I'm very hesitant of, like, he's been up and down. And he's up there in age, too.
Who do you got?
You
got Kuzma.
You said Tatum already?
Yeah.
So give me Kuzma and Trae Young. And then you get Nikola.
Yeah, I get Vucevic.
I just tried to pick the speedy guy since I already got one center. Mm-hmm. I didn't want two centers.
All right, so we got that's a skills challenge. Okay. Yeah, we'll see how this turns out. Yeah, the dunk contest, who cares? We should go to a break, though.
Sure, we can do a break.
We come back, we'll talk about Zion Williamson and some maybe what would he do if he didn't play basketball. We'll talk about that when we return.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sports Podcast, finishing up our day talking about Zion because he is the second coming of LeBron James. I don't think there's any argument there by us. So
LeBron went to go watch him play.
Yeah. And LeBron denied comments about him recruiting Zion because how are they even going to get Zion? How would that even work?
I mean, he just had good things to say. He talked about how explosive Zion is for his size.
Dude, he's got size and speed. That's insane. Like, how fast he is with that size is truly incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's super
athletic. Also, he can jump 10 million feet.
So, Dabo Swinney has a radio show, and he had Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K, on his show yesterday. And Dabo Swinney talked about how he would love to have Zion as a football player on his team, that he would probably use him at quarterback. Coach K said you'd probably run a lot of wildcat if he was your quarterback. What do you think about that? Obviously, this is fun, but Zion Williamson, do you think that he has the athleticism to be a football player, or is he maybe too big?
Tall-wise? See, I wouldn't put him at quarterback, first of all. I think
tight end?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
That's what LeBron would be, right? Dude. If LeBron was an NFL player, he'd
be a tight
end.
I was about to say tight end. You just took it. He's 6'7". He's not going to be a 6'7" quarterback. Maybe a tight end. Wide receiver could also be a good spot for
him,
too.
There's a lot of good NFL tight ends that were basketball players. Tony Gonzalez is the most
Antonio
famous.
Gates.
Yeah, Antonio Gates. And Tony Gonzalez is probably the most famous
one. Jimmy Graham was also a mm-hmm. high school basketball or a college basketball player. But, obviously tight end would be a great spot for him. But I can even see my receiver, a 6'7" receiver. He's got the explosiveness to be a receiver, in theory.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe but Zion could.
But let's look at the defensive side. Linebacker might be great for him also. Or a defense edge
tall,
rusher.
Though.
What about an edge rusher?
Edge, probably.
Or defensive tackle, you thinking?
I'd say I don't think defensively, honestly, because
he's got the size for it, man.
Yeah, but he might be too tall. There is something about defense. You don't want your defensive ends to be that gigantic. I mean, it's happened before. I'm not saying he can't do it, but
he's a freak of nature.
Tight end gives him the biggest mismatch on the field. He's mm-hmm. going to be going against shorter linebackers, smaller safeties. I mean, look in the NFL right now.
Why are we discrediting a two-way player?
Look in the NFL right now. Where is the biggest mismatch? It's usually the tight end mm-hmm. against a safety or a linebacker.
Dude, I think in fantasy football, if he went to NFL, he would be one of the top picks for tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with that. They'd be like, he hasn't even barely played football. I'm like, he's still a monster. My God, this guy.
I would like to see him play Wildcat quarterback, though. That'd be interesting.
I think he's way too big for that. I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, he is big. Paxton Lynch is pretty big.
Yeah, and how is he doing?
Not good.
Exactly. So
how tall is Zion?
6'7".
Yeah. Is he only 6'7"?
Well, that's the NBA, dude. Everyone's so gigantic.
Yeah, he's only 6'7".
Yeah, LeBron's 6'8".
He could play quarterback. If he was 7 feet tall, I'd say that's impossible, but...
Yeah, but...
He just might.
He's got the athletic ability. That's the main thing for me, is I think he can play almost any position he wants to because of how good he is athletically, mm-hmm. and the speed-wise, and he can jump higher than most people can in their lifetime. He could probably jump, like, you know how sometimes aircrafts, like helicopters, need a little lift to get up into the air? That he can jump onto, like, a helicopter that's just about to take off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, in those movies?
Yeah.
Like, that. This man is another beast in himself. And, like, you think, oh, he's being hyped too much, which I was considering that because there's never been this guy like this hype in a long, like, since LeBron James. But he's living up to that hype, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah, been really good. So, what are you excited for this weekend in sports?
Well, the three-point contest really interests me, but obviously the All-Star game and how everyone I just love watching them all play together and having fun. Like, just a nice little scrimmage because everyone's just all interested in laughs and enjoying themselves. Probably except Kevin Durant because he's probably butthurt about
it's
someone.
It's probably the best All-Star game, like the best All-Star game of any sport, right? Would you
say? Oh, 100%.
Well, maybe the Major League Baseball is pretty good just because they actually play.
But this one, they have a lot more fun. It feels like they really, like, I know in baseball they enjoy themselves, but this one just feels like it's
NFL is a joke. I mean, no one would pick that.
No, like the NBA, like they get closer and closer to 200 points, you know, and everyone's like just friends, you know? I just love that. Even the opponents just like all are like buddy-buddy with each other. And I just think that's great. Like, it's just, they're not taking it seriously. And that's what you're not supposed, it's an All-Star game. You're supposed to have fun. That's not supposed to be taken seriously.
Hey, you know, week two of the AAF starts tomorrow. And the Apollos from Orlando, they traveled to San Antonio to play the Commanders. Both teams are 1-0.
The battle of the undefeateds. Something's got to give.
It's funny because there's only 8 teams. So only 4 teams are undefeated.
Touche.
There could possibly be only one left after this week. Yeah, so who do you got, man? Who do you got?
Give me the Apollos, how good they played against the who are they playing?
So the Salt Lake Stallions are playing Birmingham.
Give me Birmingham.
The Hot Shots are playing Memphis.
Give me Hot Shots.
Memphis are a 12-point underdog. Wow.
I wonder why. Give me Hot Shots any day. Well, you know, I honestly, crazy? If I had to pick anyone winning the championship, it's going to be the Hot Shots, to be honest
These
with you.
These games are on TNT.
Dude, they got some big
NFL
deals.
Network and CBS Sports.
Yeah.
All right, so Sunday is Apollos and Commanders. I like the Apollos.
Mm.
Legends at the Fleet. The Fleet looked really bad. I'm not picking them in any.
And the
game.
Legends didn't look very good either.
Yeah, that's true. And San Diego is hosting, so probably maybe the home field advantage will do something.
I hate to say this, it's probably arguably the two worst in the.
I got the Fleet, but I got the Legends to cover. It's 10-point underdog for the Atlanta Legends, by the way. So
mm-hmm.
I can't take a team minus 10 when they can't score points. San Diego.
Yeah.
All right, so we're done for today.
All right,
sounds
good.
Join us on Monday as we recap the NBA All-Star Weekend, plus the results in the All-American Alliance Football of America of America. All right?
You love just making it extra, don't you?
Yeah. There should be, like U.S. flags all over the place and, like, cannons being
But you want it to be like the, you want it to be like dodgeball, the American Dodgeball Association of America. You want it to be the Alliance of American Football of Alliance America.
And I want a player to be the pirate from dodgeball.
Steve the pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
You just want someone running on the field with an eye patch and just going crazy.
Yeah, yelling "Arr!" And what better team to do it than maybe the San Diego Fleet
or the San Antonio Commanders?
That too. Anyways, we'll see you later.
Or the Atlanta Legends, because pirates are legends. But anyways, yes, goodbye. As always, I'm Jeff Malinoff. That's Mark Souza. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.